From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the timing of Bashar al-Assad's departure from Syria has to be decided through negotiation. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We've made it very clear. We've been open. We've made it very clear that we're not being doctrinaire about the specific date or time. We're open. But right now, Assad has refused to have a serious discussion, and Russia has refused to help bring him to the table in order to do that. So that's why we're where we are.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killings happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm those deaths. Pope Francis is in Havana, there in Cuba, launching a historic 10-day trip on Saturday to Cuba and eventually the United States. The pontiff praised the detente between the two long-estranged neighbors and an example of reconciliation, he says, for the entire world, and he said it fills us with hope.
El mundo necesita reconciliación.
The Pope went on to say the world needs reconciliation as it experiences an atmosphere of a third world war happening in stages. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square later today before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. The Pope travels to the United States later this week. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued. It happened Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather slowed the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continued struggling to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Elsewhere, Austria braced Saturday for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities late Friday shifted tactics and began transporting thousands of migrants to the Austrian border. Afghanistan has rejected and denied charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The attack on the air base near Peshawar killed at least 29, both members of the military and civilians. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for that bloodshed. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen Shiite rebels and their allies have killed 29, including civilians, in the capital Sana'a. The airstrikes hit an apartment building in the center of the capital's Old City, an area that is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The officials said 10 members of one family there were killed. Here in the United States, Republican presidential candidates are being called to account for what they said or failed to say during the campaigning in the last week. That story now from VOA's Zlatit Sahok.
Real estate tycoon Donald Trump usually gets grilled for the outrageous or factually wrong statements he makes. But after a rally in New Hampshire, Trump was blasted for failing to correct an audience member.
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one. Right. You know he's not even an American.
We need this
first
question.
Certificate,
this
man.
First
Barack Obama is Christian and was born in Hawaii to an American mother and Kenyan father. During Wednesday's debate, candidate Carly Fiorina said she saw a video documenting Planned Parenthood's alleged misuse of fetuses. Planned Parenthood and others said Friday that such video does not exist. Fiorina is not apologizing. The White House on Friday warned Republican candidates that their offensive strategy will backfire at the polls. Zlatit Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi swore in a new government on Saturday. They will be responsible for overseeing long-delayed parliamentary elections.
That's the latest world news from VOA.